My name is Ed Frawley, and of course I own Learburg. This video, we just finished a project. It's one of the largest projects that we've done in many years, and it's a two-part project that we produced on training protection work with Michael Ellis.
Even though well-trained dogs, say after several years, you keep pressuring them, do they still get stressed in a way?
So I think what ends up happening, if the dog continues to perceive it as real threat, then they'll get stressed. That's the cumulative effect, like PTSD stuff, right? So it's like you may have a badass soldier and he merely really likes soldiering, but after he's on the front for 2 years and every day he gets up and he's trying to kill somebody and somebody's trying to kill him, there's a cumulative stress and he comes home and he's all messed up, right? And that could be your dog. But what happens is, by repeatedly stressing the dog in an incremental way in training, is the dog then doesn't get stressed anymore, right? So what happens is the normal things, like somebody coming at him screaming with a stick, doesn't stress him. He's like, yeah, whatever, I've seen all this, right? But if I do continue to be able to put the dog in defense, then eventually there are gonna be cracks in it, right? If he perceives it that way. But our goal usually with putting a dog in defense in the early stages is to raise the thresholds and make it harder to put him in defense. So if I do my job well, that dog may go out and bite a lot of people or do a lot of things like that without having been put in that state. So that's not so stressful. So the dog that has bite drive, and he may go out on the street as a police dog and really bite people, like get a lot of street bites. But for him, he's not in defense, so there's no stress to it. He's having a good time, it's great. Even if the guy kicks him and punches him, then to him, it's just a big, rough fight, and he likes it, and we're all good, and there's a lot less cumulative stress. But if every time that dog goes out, he's biting really in defense, then there's a cumulative stress, and that dog gets more and more stressed over time.
I went out to California a number of years ago, and I filmed this at Michael Ellis's school. Since then, a year and a half ago, Michael closed that school. So this two-week course, which I came back and we edited, I think we have close to 300 hours of editing time in putting this together. And there's 753 short videos in this course. And as I go along, I'm going to pull videos out of these 753 and release them on YouTube so that people can see the quality of information that we've put together here. If you're new to bite work, if you want to learn how to control your dogs in a very high level of anxiety, this is a course that's going to teach you an awful lot. If you're a professional dog trainer, and I don't care who you are as a professional dog trainer, you're going to learn something from this course. It is really, really good. But in the meantime, you can go to learburg.com and see all of the courses that we've produced since 1982. We've been in business for a long time. It's all we do. And there's good information for brand new dog trainers there.